Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Let's give a big hand clap to mommy and daughter. Glory be to God. Amen. Who is leading service next week? Again? Huh? By show of hands. Democracy. Democracy. Yes. Thank God for everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Democracy is going to work in America. Is it starting tomorrow or Tuesday? Yeah, okay. And several prophets from, I think last year or the other year, they have been saying that Trump is coming back. Glory be to God. Amen? Say glory to God. Yesterday I was listening to Capital Gang. You know, I'm not someone who's over the place on social media, reading papers and stuff. So I always, like every Sunday, like for example, after here, I'm going to go and buy Monitor and New Vision, just to get to know what has been happening in my country, you know, in the week. I rarely watch news, NBS, NTV. They deliberately make the news, you know, unnecessarily low, you know, so I can't, you know, and most of it is nothing, okay? Like the president or the police announces that they are going to start 9 p.m., no cars on the road. Then they make that news for 30 minutes. Do you understand? It's nothing. Well, it is something. It should be 2 minutes at most. All right, so anyway, so I try to get to know what's happening in the country. Then on Saturdays, every Saturday, not every, but most Saturdays, these days I listen to Capital Gang. Okay? Yeah, it's a talk show, and several people are on there talking about the major things that are happening in the country and what their views are. So there's this lady who is anti-M7, you know, anti-M7 and anti-Trump. So she was asked yesterday, what she thinks about the elections that are coming up. You could see someone who supports Trump. You understand? However, she has to conform to the narrative in the world. So you could see, first of all, she first began by saying that I don't support Trump, but what I say may seem like I support him. You understand? She began to say things which it is exactly why, Trump should come back and why he was elected and why he was chosen by God. So you could see she's struggling. You could see she supports Trump, but she has to conform to the world. Okay, and she listed all the things. But again, you could say that he's an idiot, he's a fool. Now America has to suffer also. They should get to know how bad it is to be ruled by a dictator. But then the things which she said were not things that are that, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. I tell people that just imagine if Trump, like, was the president of Uganda. All right? Remember, his thing is America first. America first. So just imagine, and everything by the he has done is exactly that. America what? Because as a president, you're not responsible for other countries. You go for your country first and foremost. You can send aid to, but first, you know, your country, your people. Okay, so everything is now like saying that I'm going to build a fence to keep Mexicans out. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Okay? Most of you, where you stay, there are fences around your house. Why? To keep out outsiders. Did you understand? Okay. So what's wrong with that? So you see the racists, they're like Mexicans. No. Let them, Mexicans or whoever, let them enter the United States the way we guys do. Like when you want to go in America, you get a visa. You know, go in the right way. Do you understand? He's not saying no one should come into our country, but come in the right way. Do you understand? All right. Okay, then you come, then you eat food. Who's going to pay for that food? That is why you have a fence around your house. Okay, because guys are going to eat the food. Then there won't be food, and who's paying for it? You understand? Then the guy will get sick in your house, and you have to take care of him. I think that's the adequate budget. Do you understand? So this is what Trump is doing. It is Americans' money. Now, anyway, really, okay. This lady even said that Trump hasn't started any war anywhere in the world. Unlike what Obama and Clinton did. You could see everything she was doing was there. But she was like, yeah, but he's an idiot. But she didn't say anything, okay, that shows that what? He's an idiot. Okay. Glory be to God. So anyway, bad news for some of you. Yeah, prophets are what? Okay. Rick Joyner keeps telling people that do not believe the polls. Okay. And it's coming back for the good of the world. Okay. But first and foremost, for the good of the country for which he is primarily responsible. Hallelujah. Amen. And after that, okay, then Museveni will come back also. Hallelujah. Museveni will also what? I've told you, sometime, I think it was last year. I mean, you look at Bobby Wine, really? You want that guy to be your president? Really? Really? Guys, be serious. Okay? Okay, this is just a muyaye, who is he's into funny things. And so I was like, but God, as in, you can't allow such a person to lead this nation. And first of all, it won't be leading. It won't be leading. It will be something else. Okay? So, you know, it was on my heart. I was like, God, please, Then I heard the Lord tell me that I'm not going to allow it. And I cannot allow it. Okay? Then a few days later, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was catching a soccer game. Okay? Mark, say amen. Okay? A soccer game. You know those stadiums, like abroad, the big ones, and you're up there, and the pitch is down that side. Now, in this dream was funny because it was where I was seated, okay, was also like my mother's house. In the dream, like I could get up and then enter the house. You understand? Eh? So I'm seated there watching this game, and I'm with Eden, my daughter. Okay? So I'm right now. I don't remember who the players on both sides were. The only person I remember in the dream was a keeper of a team that I wasn't supporting. Okay? And the keeper was Bobby Wine. All right? A dream. Okay, so I don't remember the other guys on the other team and the guys on this other team. Eh? Okay, but I remember Bobby Wine was a keeper for the team that I wasn't supporting. So anyway, the match starts and it goes on. And then somewhere along the way, do you guys know, Sandra, do you know a carpet in soccer? Carpet. Do you know it or you want to do you know a carpet? In Gaza, you don't play soccer. Yeah. Very sad. Unamani, what? You know a carpet. Never cover Bobby Wine carpet. Yeah. A carpet is basically a short. Eh? Mark, it is a short that what? Oh, yeah, you know, the, it comes on the, you know, eh? As in carpet. Okay? So Bobby Wine dived to grab the ball and what is that called? Okay, you know, and bam, carpet, short here, carpet. Yeah? Then, of course, we celebrated. Eh? We guys were not what? Supporting him. We guys were supporting the other team. We celebrated, you know. Then they took the ball to the center and, they resumed. Eh? Okay, so the match goes on and on. Then somewhere towards the end of the game, okay, or the match, they hammered him another carpet. Okay? Dived, you know, they, okay? The economy of Uganda is what? All right? So, the game ended 2-0. Okay? Now, when it ended, Bobby Wine gets out of what? His go the hoopers. And then he ran up the stadium to basically like beat up all those who were not supporting him. Okay? He, guy, you know, these things are better explained in Luganda. This English thing. You know? You know, he came for us. Okay, and I remember I knew that I'm among those who he's what? He's coming for. So I had to get up. You remember, it's my mother's house, you know. Eh? So I entered into the house and I was going to run out, to escape, you know, and go and hide somewhere. But for some reason, I couldn't run with Eden, okay? But I knew that if I leave her hidden in the house, she would be safe. Okay? And that is exactly what I did. Okay, I put Eden inside the house, you know, and then I took... Now, when I got to the road, okay, instead of crossing the road, you know, running across the road, which had no cars, I instead... We jumped, you know, I jumped over the road to the other side. Okay? Funny, eh? You know, eh? And then I took off. Okay? Yes. So what do you think that dream means? Okay? What do you think that dream means? Okay? All right? Muzan is coming back. Well, I didn't see the other guys, you know, eh? The other team. But at least I know that, okay, Bobby Wine, okay, is going to lose the election. And it's going to be a clean what? A clean win for the other people he's running against. Do you understand? Eh? Clean. That's why it was carpet nga temuli mu kugamba banzi bie. Know when they hammer you a carpet. Okay? Glory be to God. But the Lord was also telling me that thereafter, there's going to be violence. Post-election violence. Okay? And if you're a Bobby, anyway, you know, it's coming. Eh? Unless we pray, you know, eh? There's going to, and I believe this is exactly what these guys are planning. Because they already know what, they're not going to, you know, eh? And this is what they are planning to do. And you can see even the air around them, the way they talk, they, you know, that whole, it is, you know, eh? That's why they even intimidated Besigye out of the what? The race. Besigye, a soldier, this guy was in the bush. This guy swallowed tear gas for, I don't know, you know, eh? He's hardened, the battle hardened, but they intimidated him out. You understand? Now, all, you can think the whole Kampala now is supporting what? You know, eh? Everyone, man, you know, everyone is darking, eh? Those who don't support him. It's just intimidate and wait and see, unless you guys pray, you know, yeah. Okay, but remember I had to run, you know, Okay, I hid Eden, and then I jumped across a road, and then I, to the other side, and then I took off. Now, why didn't I walk across the road? There were no cars in the road, Why didn't I walk? Instead, I jumped over to the other side, To this day, I'm not sure what it means, but possibly it means that I might have, okay, to fly, okay, to fly from my motherland. Remember, I told my mother's house, okay, from my motherland to, you know, okay, so I don't know whether that means I might have to fly out of the country for some time, and I hide my Eden, and my Eden would be safe in motherland, or it might just mean maybe I leave Kampala for a bit. Because I wrote, by the way, that whatever on the net, Facebook, I wrote those things. So people, they know me. Basilisa, but they know me, And I'm not ready to shut up. You see, wickedness abounds when the righteous shut up. You understand? When the righteous shut up, that's where wickedness abounds. And I'm not ready to be among the shut ups, if there's a word like that. Glory, because this thing is about God and my country. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes, I even wrote that dream where in which someone who is saved met Joel, Senyonyi. Okay? And then say, Joel, Senyon, you are born again, and I am born again. You are a Christian, and I'm born again. Why then are you involved in this evil? Joel, when I was in KPC, at times he used to lead services in church. And to this day, I think he did well, I don't know now. The last time I saw him was like 2 years ago. At Pastor Godson's church in Chanja. It was grounds breaking, okay? And he came to be the one to do the fundraising for money. You know, he was not in this. Okay, now in the dream, okay, God is referring, is saying that he's involved in evil. He's involved in evil. You see, so God is very serious about this thing, this Bobi Wine thing. God is calling it evil. Hallelujah. You don't have to believe me, okay? And you don't have to vote for him because I'm not going to vote for him, you know? However, yeah, you have heard. Glory be to God. Okay? And you had better be a righteous person and enlighten what? Enlighten people. I think I've won, two individuals, to the Lord concerning the, rather, yes, to the Lord concerning this thing, okay? One of them is my mechanic, okay? And you see, when you sit down someone, no mgama neyegwe, be serious. Ono kaya mwani, lava enyimba ze zaimba. Because if he wins, he will make, what's her name? Okay? Our kids to think that now that's the hero we should, what? Emulate him. And then they will go his way. You understand? And I was like, what has a country? Do you know what it means to lead a country? Okay, look at the crowd around him. Do you understand? Then most of those guys even know, people know that this guy has been what? He has done those underground things. Satan is in them. That is why their thing in Busabala is called Firebase. But do you know what Firebase means? It means exactly that, fire. Okay, taking people to hell, Firebase and all, that is what it is all about. Okay? Listen to this girl who was with them. What's her name? Erica Mukisa. Her things are on YouTube. Okay, she used to go with them underground meetings with the devil. You know, she tell, glory be to God. Okay? I'm very passionate about these things. Hallelujah. Okay? Because it is about what? My God and my country. This is my country. You might say that Mwabanyarwanda mudeyo, okay? But while we are still here, if you think that I'm a Nyaranda, okay, we still want the best for your country. Glory be to God. For if things are good for your country, then they will be good for us because we are in your country. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. Amen? Hmm? Don't waste your vote, you man. All right? I know this whole campaign, as in, and you wonder, anyway, please, okay? Please, be what? Be, yeah, God needs you. Okay? Contrary to what you think, okay? God actually needs you. God needs your voice. God needs your vote. Okay? And for your good. Hallelujah. For your what? For your good. We need some bold people, eh? People to, you know, to speak out. We need the likes of Pastor Senyonga. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, and if anyone has sense in their head, they should know that this Yiga man was a witch. And this girl was a witch. First of all, you saw all those things on YouTube, the clips of what used to happen in that church. The thing the guy used to do. Do you honestly think that guy was a pastor? Be serious. Do you honestly think that guy was a pastor? You understand? Okay. As in, the guy was just a crook, a witch. Okay. Yesterday, I even had to buy Bukede. I think it was Saturday, Bukede. Have it in my car. I brought it from some Muganda here. You know, there's a story of the witch who trained him into this, you know. The girl who trained him, anyhow, whatever those terms are, I don't know, there's Omukomba, anyhow. You know, the girl, you know, but... Then now, but for me, every time I get so hurt when I think about it, it's like these cults and these witches, it's like they have round a dove Kampala. Bajizinzeheko. You understand? It is so sad, and my God, when are you going to do something? Okay, Grace Rubega, Elvis, what? Now, these guys know this guy was a witch, but I think they are with him. Or they were together in their thing. Because now, a guy who people think he's a prominent pastor in the country attended he went there and he told the church, that thing is not even a church, it's just a shrine. Okay? He told the members not to leave the church. Okay, stay here, you know, so that you can do work, so that you can even do greater than you did before your pastor. What? Now, this guy is a pastor. He's not even a pastor. Okay? And he's telling people to stay. Utemuva, utemgena, mumakanisa, amalala. And I was... That's when I said that now this is more evidence. That this guy actually, though he has a big name, he has had a big name over the ages, in the country, in the church. But I'm like, I think this is more evidence that the guy actually departed from the Lord. Okay? Even if you dream about him when he's telling you something, for me, that guy, for me, yeah, now what? I was like, you know, Now then some good man speaks out, saying, no, this guy was this and people shouldn't be there. Then, man, they come for him. Now, I haven't exactly listened to what he said. Maybe he said some wrong things. I'm talking about Senyonga. I haven't listened to what he said. And maybe he said things which you shouldn't say when someone dies. I don't know. But the crux of the matter was good. Glory be to God. And then the other guys are playing politics. Anyway, Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we need people to speak. They don't have to be believed. And you see, the mistake people make is that they think, or you think, that when you speak the truth, you think that people should come and hug you. You understand? Then when, man, you get the opposite, you are like, then you are like, ah, it's, you know, silly be done. But, you know, you should, first of all, you should begin by saying that you don't care about what people will say. You're not looking for anyone to love you. You understand? And that is the best way you're going to shine for the Lord. But if you're into what you want people to like you, to have, I don't know, how many likes on Facebook, you shouldn't even start. You're not ready. You should first begin with that. I don't care. Even I don't care whether my wife, you know, you don't care. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've told you, guy wa mupagena mukuba, two clean goals. You understand? Eh? So, you had better not waste your vote. Because in heaven, chagwada. Okay? Number two, for those who are going to vote for God, okay? Okay? Or to vote according to what God wants. Okay? Also pray, you know, against the... By the way, this thing, you can see these guys are violent already. Already when even what? Already. And now just, and they're planning it. This Kampala, even the police can't handle, you know, the police, it can't, you know, if a thing breaks out in Intinda, in Naria, in Nigeria, Muchiseka, in Namasuba, as in the police can't handle. Do you understand? Eh? Hallelujah. So please pray. All right. I'm still thinking whether I should what? Book a ticket. I haven't been to Rwanda, I've never been to Rwanda. So, yeah, but one of the things I'm planning is to just, you know, get someone who can drive me very far, like maybe go to Mbarara or Fort Portal and just what? Chill there. Have a holiday there. Because I have to pay attention to that dream. Unless God later tells me now, you fast what? Be easy now, you know. That thing was prayed away, so a chill. And I might not have to go to Kampala. There are so many. There's a place. Do you know Nabusogwe? Nabusogwe. How come you know Nabusogwe? There's a place there, some place where, you know, I can go and I pay money for 5 days. I sleep there in Nabusogwe. Somewhere on a hill somewhere. Okay? And I guess I have to switch off my phone so they don't track me. Okay? But I know my family will be safe according to the dream. Eh? And you will be safe. The church will be okay according. Because I think Eden didn't, rather, I think she represented everything that I love. Eh? Okay, it will be her. But me, okay, God is like, what? You first take cover. First do what? Take cover. Eh? Okugwa cover. Hallelujah. Now, last Sunday, okay, Joan is the one who preached. Now, but the funny thing is that in the morning, before I came to church, for some reason, I kept thinking about Genesis chapter 12, and the story of Abraham, how the Lord in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord, it says that the Lord told Abraham to leave his country and his father's house and go to a land. And then they say, I'll bless you and I'll make you many, I'll make you great. So I kept thinking about that. Then I even got my Bible and I began to read a story. And I'm like, God, why are you telling me about this Sunday morning? All right? Then I was like, it looks like I might get a message from Joan saying, apologies. So I was like, I need to get ready. Now, meanwhile, that night we hadn't had electricity, so my phone was in charge. It was like at 30%. So in fact, I left home early and I went to the chef, okay, to have breakfast as I also charge my phone, okay. And I could, but now I couldn't switch it off because I'm like, Joan might send a what? A message, eh? Okay, that I'm not, you know. So my phone is charging, but it's on. Then I even had my Bible as I was eating, what? Anyway, whatever. Then I kept reading Genesis 12. Then I went to Romans 4. You remember Romans 4? Verse 18 to 21, which talks about how hope against hope, you know, he believed and then finally he became the father of many who nature. So I kept reading that and then I was like, when Joan's message didn't come, okay, because it wasn't there anyway, I was like, maybe God is just, he's telling me that, yeah, the promise I gave you that you'll become a large church. That's what he's referring to. Because remember, Abraham became a multitude of what? Of nations. So I was like, maybe God is preparing me for the shocker I'm going to find in church. When maybe you're going to be five. And God was like, yeah, before you came, I told you that, you know, you still, you know. I said, what's up with this thing? Okay. Then anyway, Joan didn't send me a message. I came to church. We were like this number. So, and then in a week, for some reason, that thing kept, you know, coming up. Abraham, the father of many nations. It was in my heart, and I'm like, God, what are you up to? Okay. And then what happened? Then, and things happened which got me to realize, to know that, God is trying. God is not trying, but he's telling me that he's saying that I am reminding you of the oath I made to you. Okay? Concerning all the promises I gave this church, that they will surely come to pass. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, and so then, in fact, interestingly, on Friday, I sat with my children and I read to them the story of Moses and Pharaoh and the plagues in Egypt. Okay. Then in the night, I had told my wife about Abraham. Okay. And what God had been telling me about, like, Abraham and about the church and how it's going to become large and, you know. Okay. So in the night, Abraham, in the morning, Moses. Now, that afternoon, Friday afternoon, is a lady who is a friend to my wife comes home and she brings Eden, okay, a present, a book, okay, a book about Abraham. And then she brings Abigail a present, a book about Moses, the Pharaoh, okay, and the plagues in Egypt. And God was like, now I'm not even going to give you a dream. Okay, how many times will I what? Okay, so he told me that he is reiterating, is that the right word? Saying again, what he told us, about the oath which he made unto us. Okay, and then I realized, by the way, that it is exactly 1 year. Okay, or we can say that last Sunday, when he began to tell me about it in the morning, was exactly 1 year since he gave that oath. It is exactly 1 year. Glory be to God. It is exactly 1 year since he gave that oath. And now he is reiterating it exactly 1 year after. Okay, and he's like, that's what, you know, you should tell my people. Glory be to God. Amen. So, most of the time has been taken up by Bobby Wine and Trump. Okay, though they are not in the same books as far as God's will is concerned. Yeah, these things have to be said. Amen. So, yes. So, God is reiterating his oath to Eliti. Okay, now we're going to go through what God promised. Okay, because remember, before he made the oath, he promised some things. Okay, so we're going to quickly go through what God promised us, what the oath was or is, and how it came to be. And then we shall see from the example of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Okay, now, the first thing God told us, though that was before most of you were born, and it was before this church began, okay, he told it to me individually when I was a student at university, and that was on 2nd November 2000. Okay, so now it is 20 years. 20 years from when God gave me this promise. Okay? Notice it was on what? 2nd November. And today is what? 1st November. Okay? Probably if this year hadn't been a leap year, do you know what a leap year is? Leap year is when, there are Olympics, okay? Olympic Games. But 2020, something happened . So if this wasn't a leap year, today would actually be 2nd November. Interesting, Okay, so 20 years. 20 years. And what did he say 20 years ago? He told me that one day you will build me a church, okay, or a house. You'll build me a house, and that house will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Glory be to God. Okay? This Eliti, okay? All right? 20 years ago, God told me, okay, that it will become, the day you begin, one day you're going to build me a house, a church, which would be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay? So that is one of the promises we have from God. Hallelujah. The second promise, now this promise came to me in January 2015. Eliti began on 31st August 2014. A few months later, okay, which was in the following year, it was the first Tuesday fellowship, okay, Zoe fellowship, okay, and Elvis, that was before he joined these guys, the Yigas, okay, he came to me because I was the one who was leading the services. So anyway, so he prays for the people. Then he comes to me and he just lays his hand on me and he begins to pray in tongues. And he didn't say nothing afterwards. So while we are driving back home, he's driving me home. I asked him, what is it that you were praying about? Okay. Then he told me that the Lord had told him to anoint me so that the church which had begun a few months earlier, okay, would become the leading church in the city. Hallelujah. It would become the what? The leading church in the city. Okay, now what leading means, I leave it up to you. All right? So that was the second, that is the second what? Promise this church has, okay, from God. Then the third promise, of course I'm not going to list all of them, but the third promise is related to the first one, of being of great fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay? It came through a dream which I had in, when was it? I think it was in November 2017. Okay? When was it? Juliana? 29th November 2017. So in this dream, I was attending a service at Watoto Church downtown. I was seated next to Pastor Irene, who once was the children's pastor there. Pastor Irene then asked me where I go to church. I told her that I am the pastor of a branch of Trumpet Center, okay, of Apostle John Molinde, and that branch meets at Nobview Hotel in Untinda. Okay. Then after that, I saw a map of the world showing the many different branches of LATA, okay, and these branches were all over the world. Okay, and then the dream, what? It ended. What did this dream mean? You have to know that there was a time, okay, when I got saved, one of the first great things I did for God, okay, was teaching children at KPC, in Children's Church. Hallelujah. Kids, man. I've done the things, so I know what's happening. What? You know, that's one of the first great things I did for God. And now, I used to work with Pastor Irene. Then, for like 2 years, I left KPC and I joined Trumpet Center. Okay? It was in town, somewhere where Ukraine Bank is now. Is it Ukraine Bank now or DFCU? And somewhere there, you know, there was like a Kafunda, you know. It was basically, man, you know, there's some of you who couldn't, what? Step in that place. It was, you know, you know, that's where I'm at, okay? We don't have time, but I should have told you a story. One of the things I remember while I was there. But I'll tell you, okay? We shall. So, one day, so it was a lunch hour, you know, a lunch hour prayer meeting, okay? And so we're there praying, like the opening prayer, hold hands with your neighbor and pray. Okay? So there was a lady who was seated next to me. So we held hands and we began to pray, you know. I remember it was an English Uganda church. So why Mukama, you know, you really want Mumo, you know. Okay? Then, man, there are crooks in church. So, now, so you know, so we pray like this, you know, crossing you more, you know. Then the moment I opened my eyes, the lady was like, "Umpayo sili nyakumita," you know. I'm telling you that people in church who are just what, and you see, they have mastered the game. You know, they get you where, you know, at your, and when you're so vulnerable, because what the mumu you want, now, how can you say no? What the, you know, And by the way, it happened to me twice. You know, And the moment I said no, you know, a few, like a minute later, okay, the lady, shoo, exited and left. So you can see, she had come to work. Okay? Then it happened to me, another time again, they get you. And so, please, learn not to be fooled by people who are calling themselves, what? Christians, you know. There's some of you, you're losing money. You think you're helping, you're blessing people, but you're being conned. Okay? I was told that at years ago at Miracle Center, you know, Urubaga, there used to be a lady. At the end of every service, she would sit, you know, at the exit and begins crying. And you see, women, for them, tears are what? Like right now, these women here, you see, I'm teaching you. Right now, they can decide that they're going to cry. And they will cry. Right now, right now, nothing has happened. But they can just say, "Ngenda kama," and they cry. Mark knows those things. So the lady would sit and start crying, wailing, you know, eh? So Bambi, our Christayo, eh? As they lived, they see Bambi, Mama Chichi, then she would give them a store, Baba Nabangi, as she increases, you know, eh? Then man, guys would what? Bambi, oh no, eh? And later they discovered that the chick was just playing, what? Sunday was her working day. Okay, so anyway, so I went to Trumpet Center. So anyway, I was there like for a year or two, and during that time, I met Pastor Irene, who I used to work with in Children's Church somewhere, and then she asked me like, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a long time." Then I told her, "Yeah, I left at Trumpet Center." She said, "Oh, you're learning how to pray because there, you know, they know how to pray." Well, I said, "Yeah, I'm there, you know." Said, "Yeah, good." So now, many years later, this dream comes. Okay? And in the dream, Pastor Irene is asking me, "Where do you go to church now?" You see, dreams are interesting. God will always use things in the dream which you can relate to. Okay? And so I tell her, okay, I'm at Trumpet Center. Okay, I'm a pastor of a branch of Trumpet Center. Okay? And if you know Trumpet Center, if you know Mulinde, okay, man, the guy has been used to bless the nations. Okay? So in this dream, it is saying that this is what LAT will also be like in years to come. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? So that is the other who promised. Then the other one is which one? The other one is a dream that Asha had. You remember Asha? I don't know whether she's still, what? like a member of the church, you know. But if I give you a call to ask you, "How are you? You didn't come to church." Said, "Man, just know, I maybe God will count it against me that I wasn't a real one, pastor. But me, too, who was? I would want to, but I'm like, you know, because I don't want anyone to ever say that, man, the guy is raised on our case. What? They want us to leave the church. What? I'm not in that thing. You understand? Eh? Okay? I am not in that thing. And maybe at times I take it too far. But anyway, God knows my, you know. And so in Asha's dream, yeah, we were students in a school. And Pastor Moses was the headmaster of that school. Our school building, she says, was very tall, although it was incomplete and some lights were not working well. When Asha stood on the ground, okay, on the ground floor of the building, she could not see all the floors. Why? Because the building was very tall. The students were unhappy with the headmaster because he had refused to complete the building, okay? So they put the headmaster, pastor, me, under a lot of pressure so that I can complete the building. Then I called an assembly and promised to complete the building within 7 days. Some students scoffed at me because they were not sure, because they felt it was impossible for the building to be completed in that short amount of time. Okay, however, Pastor insisted that 7 days are enough. So we started work, and within 7 days, we completed the building. Okay, and I shall say that in the dream, this building was the tallest in the city. Hallelujah. It was the tallest in the city. Kind of related, but not exactly related to the dream that what? Rather to the prophecy that Elvis gave me back then. Okay, now, during that time when this dream came in 2018, we tried to interpret it, but the conclusion was that we are going to become the largest church, okay, within a short time. We didn't exactly what 7 days meant. Until like a year later, when I was reading the Bible, And I came across a scripture which I believe was speaking to us. Okay? That scripture is 1 Kings, okay, with the interpretation to Asher's dream. Okay? I think it is 1 Kings chapter 6. Okay? Mark, is it 1 Kings chapter 6? Yes, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37. Okay? And it says that in the fourth year, the foundation of the house was laid. This is talking about Solomon's temple. Okay? In the fourth year, the foundation of the house was what? Laid. Now remember, Asher had that dream in 2018, 4 years after LAT began. Okay? So this verse is saying, in the fourth year, the foundation was laid. Meaning that by the time Asher had the dream, okay, we are in the fourth year. Then it says that, and in the 11th year, the house was finished. Okay, remember in Asher's dream, it says that we began working and within 7 days, we completed the building. Okay, so we had to add 7 years from the time Asher had the dream. And it will be the 11th year. And again, think about it. Okay, and so really God was saying that the 7 days in Asher's dream meant 7 years. And God was saying that 7 years from when Asher had the dream, okay, this church would be the largest in the city. Okay, the tallest building in the city. Glory be to God. All right, so these are the promises that God has given us. Hallelujah. Remember, they were promises. They were just promises. And sometimes promises, for one reason or the other, might not come to pass. Okay? God shows you a guy you're going to marry. And the guy, you know, he's also told, you know, and, you know. Then he joins what? Nope. God tells him, don't join that what? But he joins Nuk. What starts going around shouting? Then what? A stray bullet. You wonder whether it is a stray what bullet. But as the police is trying to what? To calm down the violence, okay, a bullet gets him and what? And the guy you're supposed to marry dies. Don't join what? Why are you involved in that evil? Nagana. And then he's hammered. And they dream what? Then because someone was disobedient. Do you understand? So promises at times, you know, but again, God will make up for you. You know, he'll give you a guy from the movement or from the demo or from the Republican Party. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, so God promised, and promises can be messed up at times. Okay. But there's something called an oath. Yeah? Okulayira. Amani okulayira. Tamani okulayira. Okay. Okulayira. An oath. When God makes an oath, okay, it is no longer just a promise. When God makes an oath, it means no matter what happens, what he said has to come to pass. As in no one, no nothing can stop it from happening. Even God cannot say, Bivudemu. Do you understand? That's what an oath is. Okay, so last year, the promises God gave LAT ceased to be just promises. Okay? But they became oath. Okay? Mukama Katonda Lailad to LAT. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why I'm not like you, eh? When you feel perturbed, you know, you feel, did you? Disturbed when we are few. You understand? For me, I don't care. Glory be to God. Just to let you know. I don't what? I don't care. Okay? That's why Esther, if you don't come to church next Sunday, because of something, you are unwell or something, most probably you won't get what? A call from me. Because if Esther doesn't come, then Bruce will say, two people. And in a small church, two people are a big deal. You understand? Now, like right now, there are around, I don't know how many couples, which are not here. And now, you see, now if they're all here, will be many. Many. You understand? So, you know, eh? Okay, anyway, so that's why, you know, some things, people tell me what's happening in church. Pastor, have you heard so and so what? And I'm like, well, you know, eh? For me, I'm what? I'm kawa, I'm easy. I'm like, you see, God swore. Do you understand? And maybe that makes me bad to you guys when I don't treat you. But I really care about you, you understand? I really love you. That's why I'm telling you about what? How you shouldn't vote for Bobby Wine. Because I love you. Do you understand? That's why I keep telling, I've told you, Yiga was a witch. So if you are planning to go there, so that you can receive an impartation. Do you understand? You may know, you see, I love you, Okay, but I love you in a different way from how you'd want to be what? To be loved. Glory be to God. But I love you. Okay? Mark, I love you. Okay? In this day and age, you shouldn't tell a man that you are. That you love him. Okay? I love you, people. I love you so much. Teddy knows it. Okay? Okay? Alan knows it. Glory be to God. Okay? I love you so much, but I love you in my what? On my own terms. Hallelujah. Okay, so now, how did God come to swear to us? Now, it was last year. It was a Thursday, 17th October, okay, and we were praying here. Actually, I think we're in this room. We're praying on Thursday. Then as we're praying, we had something Joanna told us to pray about. So we begin to, but somehow I failed to pray for that thing. Okay, my thoughts went to a certain praise and worship service we had had, I think, the previous year or month earlier, okay, which Esther had dreamt about when God was saying, do me also. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and my mind cannot stop going to that service. So I realized that it looks like God wants us to have another service. Okay, so now the prayer meeting ends. I come up here and I tell you people that I think, okay, we are going to have a service. In fact, I said we are going to have it. Okay, and I told people, go and dream, about, you know. Now, so that was a Thursday. So now, of course, the worship team is going to prepare. You can't give them a few days. So our plan was that after that Thursday, of course, there's a Sunday that comes, and then we shall have the service the other Sunday. You understand? Now, that Sunday, it is Hillary who preached. Okay? And Hillary wasn't there in the prayer meeting on Thursday. So Hillary didn't know anything about the worship service that we are planning to hold. So when Hillary got up here to speak, okay, he said many complicated things and funny things about what worship and then the instruments and what. Okay? And while we're there, while he's saying these things, Juliana sends me a message. And she was saying that, that is exactly what we're talking about on Sunday, on Thursday. And I was looking at Hillary, I was like, this guy even didn't know what he's talking about. Okay? All those many things he said, hard things, funny things, interesting things. The message was only one. God was confirming the word on Thursday that we're supposed to have a praise and worship service. Glory be to God. Amen. And Hillary, of course, was so blessed to learn that he had preached, you know, the now word, a word, the word for the moment. All right. So anyway, that Sunday comes, but before that Sunday, on Saturday, I was curious why God wanted us to have a praise and worship with service. A few months after, we had had one. And I was like, God is up to something. All right? I was like, So as I'm watching football, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, I'm in a Chivanda. But, I catch those games when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. But of course, under my voice, you have to be wise. You don't behave like what? Like you are in Europe, that party. Okay, stupid. So I'm praying there, but you're watching a game, seeing the goals entering, Arsenal is scoring, but meanwhile you're also asking God, what is it about this one who serves? Then I even got my Bible and I think I began to play a chapter in the Bible. I'm watching football, there's an audio Bible that is playing, and I'm praying the Holy Ghost. I'm like a woman. I can multitask. Okay? That is one of the things women have against you men. You can only do one thing at a time. But for us, we can cook, as we breastfeed, as we watch Formula One, as we talk to our mothers, we can do, Okay? These women are interesting. When was it? The day we came, the day we came to see you in a hospital last week. Rachel gave me a lift. So while while she drives, I received a phone call from my wife, and she told me about something very simple, just needs 4 seconds. Okay, but she went on and on about it, and she said the same thing. Maybe that's how also God operates, like he's doing now, telling us already what he told us. But she goes, and I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Okay, then she hangs up, and then what? Then I tell Rachel, but you women, why do you, something very simple, but you Then she tells me, because men take long to understand. Okay. She said, men take long to understand. That is why we have to tell them what? I'm like, what you have just said, are there men in your life who are an exception to that rule? Because I expected her to tell me, my dad is not like that, and my husband. But she said, no, all of them. she said, they take long to understand simple thing. But I told her, that's not true. I mean, these men, guys have jobs, okay? Guys have jobs and what, and they even battered in senior 4 and senior 6. How can you say that they don't understand? Men take, anyways. So I don't know how we ended, what? And most of you, do you think that's true? Okay? That many what? And I remember my mother growing up. She tells you something simple, like go and buy something. Like go and buy what? A matchbox, for example. Say, yeah. So, civility, then as you begin walking, you hear what? You're like, my goodness, HVDT just, anyway, but we're sharp, Like, for example, me, I got an A in physics, in A level. So you can't tell me that I take long to understand. Then Mark, anyway, Rachel gave me an example. He's like, man, why the plumber, what? Then why, when the plumber came, Mark said, what? do that. Glory be to God. Amen. But men, we, you know, that's how we took a short time to understand that you are our wives. You understand? It didn't take us long. Someone said, wow, and that is exactly it. Men, like, but my brother, it's true, for this one case. Usually, women get to know their husband before their husbands get to know. I've had those stories for a long time, and brother, it's true. Not always. Sometimes a guy gets to know faster, but many times chicks, okay, young hens, yeah, you know, yeah, chicks, they get to know, you know, they can look at a guy and then something clicks and they know. Okay, then they do something and they set you up. You begin to run after her. Like she did, no kumbe, she's the one who set the whole thing into motion. So you think, but this chick is this, I'm trying to convince her, she has jumped, but she's the one who began it. And she knows when she'll say yes. Because she's going to say yes. Because she got to know before you knew, and then to help you, she did something to you. I don't know what they do, eh? This way is like they do something and, you know, it triggers a liking for them, and then you begin running around, then she what? Begins what? Okay? So in that instance, yes, men take long to what? To understand. But other things were sharp. Actually, sharper. Glory be to God. Amen. So, yes, so we had the praise and worship service that time. Okay, and then and as I was watching Soka, God told me. He told me that what I'm doing to you is what I did to what I requested Abraham to do. Abraham had a son called Isaac, and he was his only begotten son. And I told Abraham to offer that son to me. Okay? And when Abraham offered Isaac to the Lord, the Bible says, I think it is in verse 15. Okay, so it says, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven, saying, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, from me, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven. Okay? And that's the son that is by the seashore. So God was saying that, okay, the best thing you have in LAT is worship. And I told you to give it to me to hold a service, and you agreed. Okay? And for that matter, okay, I swear. Just like, you know, prior to Genesis 22, okay, God had never sworn to Abraham concerning, like, becoming a multitude of nations. He had never. Okay, the only thing he had sworn to was the land. Okay, the land of Israel. It belongs to the Jews, not to the Palestinians. Okay, anyway, that's the only thing. But concerning him, he had never. All of them were just promises. Promises. But when Abraham offered to God his best, God is like, now I swear. Meaning that no matter what happens, I have to do this for you. Okay? So on that day, okay, the promises which I've read for you that LAT had, on that day, they became more than promises. They became oath. God swore that I'm going to do these things. God swore that for sure, no matter what happens, LAT will become a house of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay, God swore that LAT will for sure, no matter what happens, okay, will for sure become the largest church in this city, in Kampala. Okay, God swore that for sure, okay, LAT will have the influence all over the world, just like Apostle Mulinde had or has. Glory be to God. Okay? And today, what God is doing is simply reiterating it. Okay? And he once did it to Jacob and Isaac. Okay? Okay? We see that in Psalm 105. Psalm 105. You remember? I told you that God made a covenant with Abraham concerning the land of Israel, which at that time belonged to the Canaanites. Okay? And swore. In fact, they cut animals and God made a covenant, a blood covenant. Okay? That for sure I will give you this land. All right? Now, it says in Psalm 105 from verse 8, it says that God, he remembers his covenant forever. Okay? He remembers what? Forever. Because when God makes a covenant, it is forever. When he makes a promise, you know, God will come and tell you, oh, your guy namugamba, oh, your guy wanamugamba, or buta joining a nope. Nope. Is it called nope or kunyup? N-U-P. N-U-R-P or N-U-P. Namugamba. Hey, so sorry, na yengenda kukufunira yo guy omlala. Eh? And the way I see you, oyagala nyo, people who look like bayindi. Nyakufunira yo muyindi. Alright? Olimba den kwa de muganda. Nekati, I'm going to up the game. Oyagala nyo bayindi. There's a guy I used to work with around how many years ago? Like 2013. So that is how many years ago? 7 years ago in Mulago. He was a young guy. He had finished uni like a year earlier. And the guy, you know, he gave me a story how he had a girlfriend who was an Indian. That now when the parents, when the Indians, the parents got to know that their girl is in love with a black man, they shipped the girl over to over Tanzania, you know, very far. So the guy was saying, my girlfriend was taken, man. Man, those guys, man. I'm going to find all, I'm going to do all I can to make sure what? Hey, you know. So you look at this guy, like, first of all, you know, unknowing to you, teachari mu future. Everybody just be akuzanya zanya what? But at that time, no, especially at that age, you can't convince a guy why, you know, my, you know, eh? And the parents are told they can cheat to leave the guy, but she had jammed, and the only remedy was to ship her out of the country. Okay? Which reminds me also, when we were in medical school, there was two Indian girls, they were twins. Okay, they were, I think, a year ahead of me. Two Indian girls, they were twins. Then one of them, I don't know where it was, Nakato or Babirie, Nyangoma or what. Okay, so one of them fell in love with, a classmate, a black, like a Ugandan. Hi, then man, the family man. They try to let the guy, you know, rather the chick to leave this black man, you know, and the chick jammed. Baby, they jammed. She jammed white stack of, you know. Then, in fact, they went ahead, okay, and married. Okay, so this is like long time ago, and I saw them recently. They're still together. Black man, Indian, in UG. So, what they did, they're like, since Babirie has what? He got in a black man, a Ugandan. They shipped out what? Unakato from the country. Because she's like, now she might do the same thing. I know for Indians, okay? By the way, that doesn't mean that Indians are more bad than you. or more bad, badder, worse. Because most of you do the same things in your what? In your insignificant what? Who try? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Okay? It's the same thing. Say what? Yeah? Now, you know, what? It's like the end of the family has come. I don't know what issues Bagana have with Banyankuli. But I think there are no issues. It is just either some guy was denied a job by Banyankuli. I don't know. Okay? Like Banyarwanda and Baganda. This is a thing, man. Okay, Banyarwanda and Baganda is like, I don't know. So it's anyway, we're not different from what? Indians. Are we? We are not different from whites who are like, you don't bring a black guy here. We're not. So tribalism is actually racism. It's the same thing. Glory be to God. Okay, so we speak out against racism. Okay, after you speak out against the simpler racism. Your husband, your sister brings a guy in Uganda. Then because you are naturally, you are like, wow, for us, my family affair, tetwasa, anams, whatever. All right? Glory be to God. So where were we? So, yes. Okay? A covenant is forever. A promise is not forever. A covenant is forever. Okay? I'm just trying to tell you that God is reiterating the oath, the covenant he made with us exactly 1 year ago. Okay? So it says he remembers this covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham. Okay, so he made the covenant with who? With Abraham. But later, okay, he told Isaac the same thing that I told your dad. Okay? So he reiterated it to Isaac later. Okay? And then he confirmed it to Jacob. Okay? Way after Isaac has gone. Okay? Rather, Jacob. And then he comes to Jacob also. Okay? And he reiterates it. Okay? To Israel as an everlasting covenant. A promise is not everlasting, I've told you. But a covenant, when God makes an oath, it is forever. You understand? It is forever in the sense that what he has said must come to pass, no matter what. Okay? Israel, whatever you do, you can't get Jew, you can't wipe out the Jews. Because God said to Abraham that these guys will become a multitude. You understand? Whatever you do, you can't get Jews, out of the land of Israel forever. You can get them out for some time, like it happened in history, okay? But they will come back, okay? Whether they are righteous or evil, okay? All right? Mark will tell you, Tel Aviv in Israel is one of, like, the leading homosexual cities in the world. You think all Jews are holy? Whoopee! They are not. They even don't believe these things that we're saying. Some of them don't even believe these Abraham things. What? They don't. But God swore, made an oath to their father, and that's why they are there. Evil guys, man. Okay, not all of them, of course. Glory be to God. Okay, so he did what? He remembers this covenant. God remembers the covenant we made with Eretz a year ago. The word which he commanded, the covenant which he made with us, and his oath to us, and now he is confirming it. Glory be to God. And then as I read that, I was blessed with the next verse, saying, to you I'll give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. Verse 12, I felt the Lord was like speaking. He said, when there were few in number, indeed, very few. Glory be to God. This should encourage you guys to read the Bible. God can speak to you through the Bible as you're reading it. You understand? You don't have to first meet a prophet. You don't have to a dream. The dream might not come. But as you're reading the scriptures, God will highlight something. Hallelujah. And like he said, I made a covenant with you guys in 18 when you were few in number, Indeed, very few. Glory be to God. So, we are going to become what God said we shall become. Glory be to God. We are unstoppable. Glory be to God. Okay, you guys, witchcraft, LVCs, things, whoever, they can't stop us. Do you understand? Yeah? Okay? I realized that one of the reasons why the Jews are sharp, most of them, when it comes to like innovation and intelligence and security, they're sharp. I believe because God is like, you have to be around forever. So he gives them something that will ensure that they're around forever. You understand? Eh? Yeah, like, the reason why some of these things are not because they're special, but because they guarantee, they ensure that what God said will come to pass. Like, if I say that, I swear, okay, that you will not die this year. So, what will I do to ensure that you don't die? Okay, number one, well, I can put you to sleep. And I make you sleep so that you don't get out of the house and move around and they shoot you. Okay? Tear gas grabs you. And then I also have to put security around what? I have to build a Trumpist fence around what? So that ensure no you can move around, but security, you understand? Because so people will say this guy is special, the security, wow. But when it is not about that, it's about the oath. The oath. But I have to do everything possible for the guy not to die. Okay, so that's what I believe God has done for the Jews, because he has to give them things which help them to not to be wiped out, because it's war. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, for NIT, one of the things he has given us is every Sunday, we have money for rent. No matter how many we are. You see, God is like, these guys have to be around. Whether they are two, they have to be around. You understand? Eh? And that's why we don't make a big deal about money, you know, trying to say, catch you on Sunday. You know, eh? You okay? Eh? Then I whisper to, what's her name? Lydia Kati, Bobo Gendo, Kwagambo Kwayo, you know, eh? Those things of the giving time, it takes 30, but they're churches, eh? Giving time is forever. It is like a covenant. It is forever. At the end of the service, there's a woman who's also waiting for her share. Yes? Jemutawadeyo. Okay, any of their games, we don't play a game, because whether you give or not, we are here until what God swore will happen. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. Don't look at how many we began the service when we were two and I was scared are people going to come. Don't think about those things. Glory be to God. So today, exactly 1 year later, God is reiterating what he promised, what he swore to do for us. And I've given you the background to how it came about so that you can have confidence. Okay, the story, you know, the thing of Hillary, when he came and preached something, you know, he didn't know that actually it wasn't planned. Glory be to God. Amen? May God bless you. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.